Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier. Happy to welcome in NFL legend and Saints Super Bowl champ Drew Brees to the radio huddle now. Drew, thanks for joining us today, man. How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome, man. This past weekend was pretty wild. Getting ready to head out to Saints rookie minicamp. Woke up in the morning, started making breakfast for the family, and all of a sudden, you know, an NFL Saints media alert comes through, and it's a press release from the Saints, and at first glance it says Derek Carr retiring from the NFL. And it was one of those you have to take a pause and step back, and it's like, wait a minute, this is real. This is coming from the Saints organization. Just really took me back, as you know, and the whole Saturday now, a whirlwind. Just curious your initial thoughts of hearing, you know, Derek Carr deciding to step away from football.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm sure there was a lot that went into that decision, and I haven't had a chance to actually speak with Derek about it other than just to send him a couple text messages here over the last week, a few weeks, just giving him some support and some, you know, supportive words, as I know he's going through this injury and trying to navigate, you know, what that means as far as, you know, even his ability to play this year. It seemed like, I think that was kind of the big concern for him was, you know, how serious is the injury to the throwing arm and was it going to prevent him from playing this year? And I think it's a little bit of, maybe you can draw on the Andrew Luck situation from a few years ago where, you know, here was a guy who actually had to miss an entire season due to injury. And then it seemed like he was kind of going through another off season where it looked like that was imminent. And I think there's definitely, you know, a level of, you know, frustration that goes into that when you work so hard for something and yet, you know, your body's letting you down in some way, you know? So I'm sure there was a lot that went into that decision with Derek. I know that obviously, he has a wife, Melanie, and four, you know, beautiful kids, and he's got a home in Las Vegas, and I know he's got big plans to do many things for life after football with his school and church, and I just think he's called to other things as well. I think similar to maybe Andrew Luck. And the reason I keep bringing up Andrew Luck is just from the perspective that here are guys that, you know, you feel like still have a lot of you know, great years left ahead of them if they chose to play quarterback in the NFL. You know, in my opinion, Derek's just entering his prime, you know, just like Andrew Luck was just entering his prime. And so when all of a sudden they retire, it just makes you think, you know, there was probably a lot of other things that went into that decision, both family related, you know, maybe a calling to do some other things, and also just, you know, what's happening to your body at the time.
True. One of the things now with the retirement of Derek Carr is it opens the door, not just a little bit, wide open, for Tyler Shuck to be the starting quarterback. And you didn't pick him with the 40th overall pick, not for him to be the guy. And I know there'll always be that talk of competition. But what I want you to talk to the fans about is, because we've had this conversation at the pickleball tournament about early days for you in the NFL with the Chargers. And I, if my memory's right, you talked about you were benched three times and how difficult it is. Because I think everybody feels, well, look what Jaden Daniels did last year for the Commanders. Look what Stroud did for the Texans the year before. Man, it's easy to do. It's not. That's the anomaly, the C.J. Strouds and the Jaden Daniels of the world. And things just kind of came together for them quickly. But thoughts on your early years and how it applies to Tyler Shuck?
Yeah, look, first off, it's never easy. Nothing about the NFL game, playing the quarterback position, is easy. You know, there have been guys who have come in as rookies and played very, very well, probably shown some maturity beyond their years and been very productive. And yet I would say that's definitely the exception, you know, not the rule. I think in just about every case, it really benefits a rookie quarterback to sit behind a veteran guy for at least a period of time to learn the speed of the game, to begin to have an understanding and a comfort level with the offense, and just the way that you have to lead a team, the way that you have to manage a huddle, the way that you have to play situational football, you know, all those things, they come with time and they come with experience. And there's really no way to fast track that other than guys just getting experience. And so naturally, if you're thrown in there as a young player, look, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make those quote unquote rookie mistakes, right? And that just comes with the territory. But now, you know, take a coach like Kellen Moore and the support staff that he has, a lot of guys that have played the quarterback position at the NFL level, coached for a long time. Look, he's got as good a group as you would ever want to be coaching you and a great system. But, you know, naturally, you're still going to have those growing pains. And I think that's just something everybody has to accept.
Drew, my question's to you along the same lines here with the quarterback room. You got Tyler Shuck, the rookie, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner, both have some experience under their belts. Even the Saints just brought in an undrafted guy, Hunter Deckers, today, who they had brought in for a workout during the mini camp. But a lot of people are clamoring that this team needs to sign a veteran quarterback for this group to go into the season with. And I was just curious, your thoughts, being there, done that kind of thing, do the Saints need to have a vet in this group?
Yeah, look, I think that would be wise, and I'm sure that's being considered. And I don't know if that answer is there now or if it's something that I'm sure as training camp goes along and as preseason goes along, you know, you begin to see some scenarios where all of a sudden there's a veteran guy that you could pluck. And maybe that guy comes in and starts. Maybe that guy comes in and just plays a really supportive role in the locker room and in the QB room as a veteran presence and some experience and wisdom for the young guy. Look, I always feel like that's a beneficial thing. In fact, if I was kind of building the formula for a young quarterback to be successful, I think as you look at history, having a veteran guy who can help bring you along is vital. Doug Flutie was that for me. Mark Brunell was that for me. You know, ask all the, you know, Tom Brady's and Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning and all those guys. I'm sure they would credit their quarterback room and the veteran guys that were in those rooms in their younger years as playing a big role in their development. So, yes, that's very important. And look, let's not sit here and assume that we're just handing this job to Tyler Shuck either. You know, I mean, Spencer Rattler came in last year and showed some signs of, you know, greatness at times just with some of the things that he can do and his athletic ability. And look, Jay Kaner, I love the way he throws the ball. I mean, his stature reminds me a lot of myself, you know. So, like, look, I expect this to be a heated QB competition throughout the preseason and offseason here. And then let's see how this thing plays out. I would assume that they would get a veteran quarterback in the room because I think that would be a beneficial thing.
Drew, you brought to mind every year at Manning Passing Academy, Peyton Manning talks to the 43 to 46 starting quarterbacks in college football. And, you know, he goes through this spiel about, hey, look, if you ever need me for anything or want to talk about certain things, you can call me. But I'm going to ask one thing from you. One of you guys break my rookie pass interception rate. because I've been holding that since 1998. I got 28. So I'm asking one of y'all to break that record for me. And you can tell it still grates on Peyton today. No matter all the accolades that he's had, that he still has that record for more pass interceptions as a rookie than any other player in National Football League history. But he always asked the other younger guys, hey, y'all got to break that record for me. Come on, guys. I'm not asking for a lot. Just do that particular part for you. One of the things Peyton always brought up was that, you know, to have a guy like Marshall Faulk and then later on Edgerrin James comes in. Oh, and that's such a big play to have a guy that can run the football, catch the football coming out of the backfield. You got to play with Alvin Kamara, and you can still see he's got a lot of football gas left in the tank. Your thoughts on how crucial a spot he has here, no matter who's the quarterback, if it's Shuck or if it's Spencer, that particular guy now, he becomes the man because he can help out your passing attack by being such a good runner and also being a great receiver coming out the backfield.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara is a special player. He was a special teammate. And there's not anything that he can't do. And he's still playing at an extremely high level, and he's got a lot of good years left. And look, you know, with a young quarterback, his role becomes even more important as the guy that just creates this steady balance and takes pressure off of that quarterback. I've always said, and I think it's, you know, something that any head coach would tell you, which is, you know, especially for a young quarterback, his two best friends are a great running game and a great defense. Because then the pressure's off from the perspective of feeling like you've got to make every play or that you have to be perfect. You manage the game. You manage the game. You solve problems. You know, you get us into good plays. You avoid negative plays. You take care of the football. And in reality, that gives you so many chances to win. You know, so many of these games come down to the final possession. And if you play the game that way, then you're at least going to give yourself a chance. And then you never know how that goes, right? You win the majority of those close games, and all of a sudden you're a playoff team or you're a division champ. So I think that's the approach that certainly the Saints are going to take this year, which is we've got one of the best running backs in the league, a guy who's so versatile, who is rarely going to leave the field, who's so productive, and obviously a great leader in the huddle, too, and the guys rally around him. And then you've got a defense that is still playing at a very high level and went out and made a bunch of draft picks that are going to be, you know, guys that are going to help contribute this year as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True, tell us about the new adventure you have right next to Pickles and Pins from the Surge Entertainment, where, man, this is a super deal, and you have the grand opening this weekend, so tell everybody a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's been 3 years in the making that we've been working to build this new Surge Entertainment Center at 7000 Veterans Memorial Highway. It's 75,000 square feet. It's a full family entertainment center that includes a full restaurant and bar so you can watch the big game, hang out, have a good time with friends and family. We've got a massive arcade. We've got a huge kids play area. We have a laser tag arena. We've got 24 bowling lanes, sports simulators so you can play golf on them and a bunch of other sports games. We're in the process of building a double-decker go-karting track, so similar to like an Andretti's. So just a next-level experience. That park is open right now. We opened a few weeks ago, but we're having our big grand opening on Saturday, May the 17th. We're open from 9 a.m. to midnight. I'm actually going to be in town, so I'm going to be popping in and out of the park all day. And actually, if you book a birthday party or an event at Surge, basically you can have the party anytime over the next year. But if you just book the party before Thursday, then you will get a meet and greet with me and an autographed picture on Saturday, May 17th. And we'll reach out to you with all those details. But you just have to book a party for some time during the year prior to Thursday.
Awesome stuff. Looking forward to checking out Surge Entertainment there at 7000 Vets. Drew, I see, you know, talking about entertainment or, you know, being busy. And you posted on Instagram today. I see you were doing some climbing and elevation. What was that about?
Well, I've got this bum knee right now. I've got a meniscus tear and some other stuff going on in my knee just from wear and tear from my playing days. And I just did something the other day to aggravate it. So I can't do a lot of, you know, intense activity right now. So I've just been doing a bunch of walking and hiking. But I've gotten into, they call it rucking. So basically you just throw on a weight vest, right? So you can do it. They have these backpacks, or just a weight vest. So I had a weight vest on it. It's called Go Ruck. So, or a ruck vest. So I had that on and I was hiking a bunch of hills and just happened to have the ocean behind me. So I thought that was a nice picture. But anyway, yeah, that was the workout for the day, along with some boxing, Muay Thai stuff.
Great view.
True. True. In the NFL, I think one of the things people bring up all the time is about the Eagles way. You know, they went up front offensive and defensive line. But we saw this in college football for years. In the early 2000s, USC did it with Pete Carroll. Everybody threw the spotlight on Matt Leinart, and Reggie Bush was a great player. But they went up front offensive, defensive line. Then we see what Alabama did. Later on with Nick Saban. And that was a hallmark of that team, building up front, offensive, defensive line. We see at Georgia today this exact same thing happening. And yet I think we kind of peeled a little bit back because as defenses have gotten smaller to try to combat the three wide receiver sets, the flex, tight end, everything, teams are starting to run the football more. And so your thoughts on there's just a little tweak in the game, and I don't want to say it's going back to old school because that's not going to happen, not the way the rules are for the pitch and catch, but how you see the running game and stopping the run still being the key elements for a football team at the NFL level.
Yeah, look, we call it controlling the line of scrimmage, right? So you control the line of scrimmage with a great offensive line on offense and defensive front on defense. But I know this, offensively, we always felt like we could dictate the tempo of the game that way, and we could shorten the game that way. You know, honestly, when we went into games against elite level quarterbacks, the Tom Brady's and the Patrick Mahomes and the Peyton Manning's, in my mind, if they were used to getting 10 possessions a game, I only wanted to get them to get 7 or 8 possessions. So how can I keep the ball out of their hands? Well, a lot of the way you do that is you run the ball effectively. And when I say run the ball effectively, 3 and 4 yards a pop. We don't need all these explosive runs. We just need to dent the defense is the saying we used to use. Just dent the defense. We'll be efficient in the passing game. We'll get first downs. And we'll just keep getting first downs until we go hit our head on the goalpost. So you just take this real methodical approach that we're going to control the line of scrimmage, we're going to run it. That's also how you wear down a defense. It's how you wear down great pass rushers. Like, we had all these studies that we would do when we were playing against J.J. Watt and Dwight Freeney and all these elite pass rushers, which was their production in a drive went down considerably when you got to play 6, 7, 8, 9 in the drive. In other words, we're not going to drop back when they're nice and fresh and just let them tee off on the quarterback. Let's make them defend the run, you know, four, five, six plays, and, you know, mix in a quick pass where they're never going to get to you anyway. And then all of a sudden you get them to where they're tired and they're not rushing the passer quite the same way as they were. And then that's when you can start mixing in some of the play action or the drop back stuff that takes a little bit longer because you've worn them down a little bit. So, man, we had, there was so much strategy and thought that went into how we went into a game plan against an elite pass rusher or if there was a great quarterback on the other side that we just wanted to keep off the field. And so much of it was predicated on the run game.
Drew, piggybacking off of that, some Saints fans kind of rolled their eyes at the team this year in the first round, picking another offensive lineman, the big tackle, Kevin Beggs Jr. But please, just stress to them how important it is for you, especially as the quarterback, to have those pillars at tackle. Last year, you had the team select Taliese Fuaga, and this year, like I said, adding Kelvin Banks just to have those guys. And pretty much you're set up for years if both end up working out.
I mean, who else did you want to take? if you're not going to take a tackle that you expect to be a starter for you for 10 to 12 years, who else would you want to take? If you feel like there's ever a guy like that in the draft, you take him right away because those become the cornerstones for your team. Pass rusher, tackle, quarterback, you know, middle linebacker, safety, quarterback of the defense, you know, that kind of thing. So when you get those super rare players that you feel like will be the cornerstone for your team, you got to take them. And then you obviously you're always drafting for need, you know. But a lot of times too, I'm sure you know this has been communicated. Fans are familiar with this, but you know every team kind of puts their top 50 players on the board, and then you just kind of watch the draft unfold. And all of a sudden, you know, if you're there in the third round and you have somebody that was listed as, you know, 27th best player in the draft on your board, I don't care what position he plays. If all of a sudden you're at the third round and you're, you know, this is the, you know, 100th pick or 90th pick and you can get the 27th best player in the draft as you had him graded, well, you better take him, right? So there's always that. Are we drafting best player available or are we drafting need? And it's typically a combination of it, but you're also factoring in some of those rare generational players. Now, look, only time will tell, right? But I would say, given the track record of our scouting department, you know, when you look at the 2017 draft, when you look at, you know, some of the drafts that we've had over the years, we've had some great drafts, especially in the late rounds when it comes to getting some of these diamonds in the rough.
Drew, what are the guys that you can't beat Father Time. He's undefeated for a reason and untied for a reason. But what Demario Davis has done, because he wasn't, say, that star player early in his career. And then all of a sudden, you know, he sort of bounced around a little bit. Jets, Cleveland Jets, comes to the Saints. And what an impact he's had and still has on this football team, not only on the field, but as a leader, a communicator, a guy in the locker room. Being in that locker room with Demario, just sort of explain to the fans what he brings to the table. You see it on the football field, but also off the field.
Look, if you had a chance to see him every day, like I did, you know, for 3 years, you would know why. Nobody works like him. Nobody prepares like him. Nobody just invests what he invests into it. And he has gotten better with age. Every year he's gotten better. I think what's impressed me so much is just his durability at what is one of the most violent positions in the game, without question. And the guy flies around. He's in on every tackle. He doesn't shy away from anything, any contact. And his ability to show up day after day, not just in practice, but in the game, he's the ultimate teammate. And not only just his, you know, obviously productivity on the field, but incredible teammate in the locker room, incredible leader, strong Christian man that always sets an incredible example for everybody. Great family man, doing so much in the community and back in his hometown and home state of Mississippi. So really a guy that I feel so blessed to have been able to be teammates with, learned a lot from him.
Drew, I guess definitely looking forward to checking out Surge, the experience at Veterans Boulevard. Tell everybody about the big grand opening once again happening this weekend.
That's right. So Surge Entertainment is now open. Finally, it's been 3 years in the making, 75,000 square feet. So much fun. You name it. We've got 24 bowling lanes, laser tag, huge kids play area, big arcade, full service restaurant and bar, big tailgate lounge area, sports simulators. So golf simulators, you want to go play Pebble Beach? You don't have to fly to California. You can just go play Pebble Beach in the sports simulators. We're building a double decker go-karting racetrack like Andretti's. So it's going to be absolutely incredible. That's open now, but we are having a huge grand opening this weekend, May 17th on Saturday from 9 a.m. to midnight. I'm going to be in town. I'm going to be popping in and out throughout the day. And actually, anyone who books a birthday party, you can have that birthday party at any time this year. But if you book the birthday party before Thursday, then you'll get a meet and greet with me on Saturday. And an autographed picture as well. So we will reach out to you to coordinate that. But just make sure you book the party before Thursday. Go to surgefun.com, click on the Metairie link, and then all the information is right there to be able to book your party.
Great stuff, Drew. And thanks for like making that whole area just, you know, renewing it some. It was, you know, just needed a facelift all around in that whole mini mall parking area.
Yeah, and that Pickles and Pins also, super place also.
We own the whole complex, and you know, we used to have a trampoline park over there, but the rest of the complex was pretty much vacated, and so we bought it. We put a ton of time, energy, resources into it to now have it, you know, fully leased, and we built the Surge Entertainment Center. We built Pickle and Pins. We've got a big Planet Fitness over there as well. Honestly, it's just a phenomenal facility all the way around. So great for families. We try to make it a big entertainment district as well. So a lot happening over there. We've got a Chipotle and Seven Brew that just moved into outparcels right out in front as well. So there's a lot going on in that complex. Come by and see us.
For sure. Thanks a lot, Drew. Have a great one. Enjoy your time as always.
Thank you, Drew.
All right. Thank you, guys.
The great Drew Brees joining us there, Mike. Always great to sit down and talk to him. Thank you for hanging out with me a little longer to get some, chatting in with Drew.
Yeah, man, true. Great insights, you know, on what the veteran leadership at quarterback, what it meant to him.
Right.
To have a Doug Flutie, you know, with him when he first started. And then when he came here with the Saints, Mark Brunell. And you think about Mark Brunell and Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, Chase Daniel was different, you know, because he was sort of a rookie learning both ways. But he could relate to the quarterback and telling him, hey, Drew, I think I see this on the field. Look at the film here. And how important that is for a lot of people. Oh, just let the rookies play. Let the young guys play it out. That might not be the smartest thing in the world. You heard Drew Brees talk about how much those veteran quarterbacks meant to him in his development.
Thanks a lot for the time, Mikey. Talk to you again tomorrow for the NFL schedule release.
4 hours, 4 to 8. Me, you, Charlie, Mike Haas, and Stan Verrett is be on with us. Once a purple night, always a purple night. I got to say it like that because he likes me to say it. So we got 4 hours of coverage. Mike Haas will join us at 6 o'clock and give you that schedule release. Everybody's out in Europe cutting up. I told him don't get in trouble, but he left it in good hands with us.
Thank you again, Mikey. Talk to you later.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.